welcome to Nintendo Seconds. I'm LP Tiger. Today was quite the surprise. Out of nowhere, the Nintendo UK YouTube account posted a 22-minute video highlighting 16 upcoming indie games for the Switch. Some games we knew of, some games we didn't. But this presentation was sure to let everyone know that there is no shortage of Switch releases in the near future. I'll be presenting a summary of the games mostly in release date order for your convenience. All games will be available on the Switch eShop. Bad North by developer Plausible Concept and published by Raw Fury. Originally highlighted on the Nindie Showcase, it's a minimalist tower defense roguelike where you recruit local nobles to create armies and protect islands from Viking invaders. It's out right now! Prison Architect, Nintendo Switch Edition, published by Double 11. It's a prison construction and management simulation. Ensure the stability of your prison to prevent riots, play story mode to put yourself in realistic gray area situations, and a sandbox mode. You can also upload your creations online for others to play. It's available right now! Morphe's Law by Cosmoscope. This was also highlighted in a previous Nindie showcase back in 2017. It's a 4v4 team-based online shooter where size matters. Shoot the body parts of others to grow your body parts. Bigger body parts mean more power. As you gain mass, your team avatar grows. The team with the tallest avatar wins. Watch out, Splatoon. Morphe's Law is coming to get in on that fun shooter money. It's available tonight! The Gardens Between from the Voxel Agents is a puzzle-solving adventure game where you can control time. Graphics are beautiful and the mood seems relaxing. The game releases on September 20th. Windjammers by Dotemu, the old-school fast-paced head-to-head flying disc competition from the arcades, comes to the Switch. It releases on October 23rd. Along with that came the surprise announcement of the sequel, Windjammers 2. That will be released sometime in 2019. Moonlighter by Digital Sun, published by 11-Bit Studios, crowned best indie game at GDC 2018. During the day, you're a shopkeeper. At night, you're an adventurer. It's an action RPG with roguelike elements where you crawl through dungeons and defeat enemies for loot, which you use to upgrade equipment, sell the equipment, make money, upgrade your town, do it all over again. If Link was a shopkeeper, this would be his game. It releases sometime this fall. Baba Is You by Hempoli. This trailer doesn't say much, but it's a puzzle game where the game tells you rules, and the rules are actual blocks that you can interact with. By manipulating the blocks, you can change the rules, and changing the rules can have some surprising interactions. It's one you'll have to check out, and it releases this fall. Monster Boy and the Cursed Kingdom from FDG Entertainment is a side-scrolling adventure game starring a boy who can transform into 6 different animals. It's a spiritual successor to Sega's Wonder Boy series. It releases on November the 6th. This War of Mine by 11-Bit Studios. It's a war survival strategy game originally released in 2014. The game received universal acclaim and finally comes to the Switch this November. Streets of Rogue by Tiny Build Games. It's a fast-paced roguelike brawler where you'll fight, sneak, and hack your way through randomly generated cities, kinda like the old-school top-down Grand Theft Auto with pixel characters. It releases sometime this winter. In the game Night Call by Raw Fury, you're a cab driver helping police capture serial killers while making money to keep the lights on. This noir murder mystery will release in early 2019. Children of Morta by Dead Mage and published by 11-Bit Studios. It's a hack and slash action roguelike that started with a Kickstarter in 2015 about a family of guardians striving to return peace to their land. It releases early in 2019. Everspace by Rockfish Games. This is a fast-paced 3D roguelike space shooting combat game. Think Star Wars-like battleships, flying in space, shooting stuff, running into baddies, and shooting more stuff. It releases this December. Slay the Spire by Megacrit, published by Humble Bundle. It's a, can you guess? Roguelike video game with turn-based actions utilizing card decks that you build along the way. The game seems to focus on deck building and feels like a single-player Hearthstone adventure mode. It's to release in early 2019. And last but not least, Terraria by Relogic. You might know this game. It's a 2D sandbox action adventure game. Been out since 2011, finally comes to the Switch, 2019. And there you have it. Now, can I just comment on the amount of roguelike games highlighted in this presentation? 6 of 16 games were roguelike. I'm not personally a huge fan of the roguelike games, but seeing so many in the presentation makes me feel like the indie industry is moving in that direction. Or maybe they already have, but I just haven't noticed. Anyway, this presentation didn't really do much for me as a whole, but there are some standouts for me like Moonlighter, Monster Boy and the Cursed Kingdom, and Children of Morta. I'm really interested in seeing how Morphe's Law turns out, but until I get a chance to play it, I'll remain skeptical. What did you think of the presentation? Feel free to let me know by sending me a voice message through the Anchor app or sending me a tweet on Twitter at LPTiger, LPTYGER. Shout out to The Gamer's Life, Akaya Comics Imanga, Straw, Callum Caldwell, Edwin Ayala, Passion, and Jammin' Murray for recently favoriting this podcast on the Anchor app. Thanks for listening and hope you continue to tune in. If you'd like to be an official supporter of the Nintendo Seconds podcast and make a small donation like cool guy Abe Martinez, head over to anchor.fm/Nintendo Seconds and click the Support This Podcast button. Your support gives me the motivation and the means to keep doing this podcast, and it would be ultra appreciated. That's all for today. Thanks for listening to Nintendo Seconds, putting Nintendo first.